Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. As we enter into the weekend of Infinity War and, of course, the Raleigh Cosplay Expo, this is Dr. John. Glad to have everybody with us tonight. Papa Stroh, so you are at the theater, as we call it in the South, waiting on Infinity War to start. What time is your show? 10 o'clock, 10:30?
Yeah, the 10:30 showing, yeah. I'm really excited. I'm similar. I'm going to watch my brother Dave Atwell take the Infinity Gauntlet. Marvel's top.
Well, that's great.
Always pull for bad guys.
We'll be out on the air, but Payback is a Mother. I kid you not, that's the legit title of this movie. And it's breaking out on Mother's Day. Tremendous.
Well, cool.
Which,
what the heck is that movie?
I guess this time
it's
an all-female cast. It's female thieves instead of guy thieves this time. So that'd be pretty interesting.
It certainly should be. Well, it sounds like you're going to have a good time tonight at the movie, and then maybe we should all be at the theater on Mother's Day for that. Sounds like a pretty good deal. Payback is a mother. Hi, Mom. Is your name Payback? Oh, my goodness. And, of course, David Atwell, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, doing all right. Hope everybody else is. A little wore out. I had a busy day today, but hanging on in there. And looking forward to tonight's show and enjoying a little extended Carolina post-spring, I guess pre-spring weather, you'd call it, where it's still hanging in the 60s and everything. And you got people walking around saying, God, I'm waiting for it to get hot. And I'm like, nah, I could keep staying this way all year for what it means to me. So, yes,
exactly.
Looking forward to this evening. Standing out here in the wilderness. So let's get it on.
That's exactly
let's
right.
Let's get it on.
Get it on. Tonight, we have a very special thing we're going to do. We're going to preview the Raleigh Cosplay Expo coming up this Saturday and Sunday, April the 28th and 29th in Raleigh, North Carolina at the Ramada Inn, 1520 Blue Ridge Road, right next to North Carolina State University, and across from the NC State Fairgrounds, historic Thornton Arena, and the Raleigh, North Carolina Flea Market. So it's going to be a great time this weekend. We've got a lot of great things coming on at the Raleigh Cosplay Expo. Now, we've invited a guest on tonight because we've got something very new and different that we're adding to Comic-Cons here. And, of course, there's no better place to stay than in Raleigh, North Carolina. And that is we are adding drone racing to our Comic-Cons. And in honor of that, we have a gentleman who is going to be running the drone racing from the technical standpoint so that everything is official, cool, and we know what we're doing, and that is Jesse Elliott. Jesse, good evening. Thank you for being with us tonight on Comic-Con Stars.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you on.
Jesse is one of my favorite names ever, Jesse. It's awesome.
Well, I appreciate that. I think it's my mom's favorite, too, so...
Well, that's good. So apparently it's always good when your mom likes your name.
That's right.
Does help.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It sure does. So we've got a lot of good things going on at the Raleigh Cosplay Expo. We've also, along with drone racing, we're going to have a virtual reality arcade like we had at the Camden Comic Con and like we had at the Wilmington Fan Expo back in February. So we're going to have those. We're going to have cosplay, of course. We're going to have cosplay contests on Saturday. We're going to have, first of all, superhero and villain cosplay. We're going to have horror. And then on Sunday, we're going to have steampunk. And we're going to have anime. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We're also going to have a very interesting pirate, Carl Cannon, who's the head of the Beaufort Pirate Invasion. Very, very wonderful event. Encompasses the entire town, the entire region around Beaufort, North Carolina. This should be a great time. we're very fortunate to have Carl come up there, show us his great cosplay, show us how to be a pirate and everything. So we've got a number of good things. A lot of folks in Raleigh are excited. We're glad that they are. But right now, you know what? It's wonderful to have Jesse with us because, Jesse, you're a little bit experienced in drone racing. How long have you been doing it?
So myself, I've only really been doing it for about 3 months, I would say. But I've been actually researching it and trying to learn as much as I can, probably for about 5 months. I've really just dove headfirst into the whole scene. So, I mean, I've from buying my first drone, and now I have about probably like 6 drones that I've all built from the frame up. So I really just took a dive into this whole thing and really intrigued by it. So
that's great. Now, one thing, as you talk about this, we're going to have some questions, and my first one is this. If I wanted to buy a drone so that I could participate in drone racing, what kind of price range would I be looking at?
So I would say the price ranges really depend on how crazy and how deep you want to go into the rabbit hole, let's say. I would say just a base minimum drone that you could buy, you could definitely get them for under $200, probably around the $150 range. And that's a pretty good setup for a beginner. It's nothing too crazy. It's not too powerful, but it's something to really learn on and to really, you know, get a grasp for the hobby. But then you have your controller, and that ranges anywhere, you know, from $100 up to like $300. And then finally, you have your FPV goggles. Those, there's many different styles and everything. Those also range from about $80 all the way up to around $400-ish. So it just really depends on how far you want to go and right off the bat. But I would say you could probably get into the whole hobby for right around $300 or less.
Okay, so you know what, around $250,
you know,
$300,
you know, or $350.
Right,
yeah. Right. You know what I've always wanted to do? I've always wanted to take a drone, and I have a model of King Kong on the Empire State Building. I cross King Kong. Different stuff building, kind of reenactment of blades or attacking King Kong in the movie.
So they have these little drones. They're called Tiny Whoops, I guess you would say. That's kind of like the term everyone uses. And they're like a small micro drone. You could buy one of those. It has a camera on it too. So once you put the goggles on, it'll be just like flying your drones outside. And you can fly it in your house and everything, and it's really tiny. It's probably like in the palm of your hand.
Nice.
I pester my wife and everything and my daughter with it all the time. It's perfect for indoors and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, that sounds good. I know a lot of people are interested in drones, and they don't know, a lot of us don't know much about it. So there'll be an opportunity. Not only will there be drone racing, but hopefully you and some of your friends that are out there racing the drones can answer some questions and help folks get into drone racing. If I'm not mistaken, now in the Raleigh area, the store that you can go to is called Hangar 18. It's over in Cary, North Carolina, and they've kind of got the whole gamut of drone racing equipment. Is that right, Jesse?
Right, that's absolutely right. Yep. They will set you up with anything you need.
Yeah, they're super nice people. I was over there this past Sunday. Papa Stro, maybe you and I need to go over there and we can get us some drones so we can start racing. It'd be a lot of fun.
God, you know, it's a good thing the drones didn't come out when the Porky's movies came out. Man, those kids were in so much trouble.
Oh, you're
There's
right.
A buddy of mine who lives in Florida now, and he had posted some stuff on Facebook this afternoon of his drone. And he's got where he was flying it over the waterfront. He must have been a couple hundred feet up in the air, which you couldn't get away with here in Jacksonville, of course, with the base and everything. But Man, I tell you, I'll be honest with you, I'd be terrified I'd never get the thing back. You know what I mean? Going up that high, you know, I would land it in a, you know,
that's definitely a fear of mine.
Water or something. Yeah.
That's a lot of money just to drop in the water or lose out in the woods. Like, the drones really are pretty versatile. Like, you could make a drone to race. You can make a drone to, like, freestyle and carry GoPros and flip around. And then guys are setting them up, too, to do long-range kind of flying. And those things go out to a mile to up to 3 miles, no problem. And, it's pretty awesome stuff. I mean, you could do pretty much anything with a drone nowadays. So it's really cool.
It's amazing. So, I was on set not too long ago for a film called Checkpoint, a military action film. And the film had this drone. He was using to take shots, different scenes, right? Especially
right.
The end, we had the big scene at the end with the insurgents and the militia, and it was just amazing the shots the drones took from those scenes. It was just because drones can get in like angles that the normal camera can't, you know, from afar.
Right.
So it just amazing stuff.
That's right. And then Papa Stroh, in that film, didn't we see there were times when they had a camera angle like right off the bow of the ship, and if you knew, then you'd know it was a drone that was actually taking that impossible camera angle.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing what those drones can pick up through the camera. It's just it was like my first experience, you know, seeing it for yourself on set. So it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, drones are here to stay.
That's
sure.
Right. I mean, Amazon's even thinking about it now. So it's definitely a way of the future, I'm sure.
What is Amazon thinking about doing?
I've heard they were thinking about delivering packages with drones. So, I mean, I don't know.
Oh,
that was a while ago, but I don't know what's come of that.
Yeah, they're talking about actually deploying out of the fulfillment center. So you bypass the whole waiting 2 days if you're on Prime or whatever. Basically, what it is, you get a package and it's deployed. And I mean, you know the old saying, the shortest distance between two places is a straight line. Well, if you got a drone that doesn't have to obey to the laws of the road or check in to any type of flight space or anything like that, and they could fly, you know, at about 150, 200 feet. You can order stuff and they could have it to you in no time flat. Kind of scary thinking about it, but that's what they were talking about. I mean, when you talk about instant gratitude, you know what I mean? You can buy something, you don't have to leave the recliner, and poof, it's right there on your doorstep.
That's right.
Oh, hey, honey, who's at the door? Oh, it's just a friend. Dropping something off.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little too Jetsons for me. I prefer my privacy and everything, but yeah, I guess that's where it's heading.
Right.
I even heard just to continue on with the Amazon thing that last week I heard that Amazon is going to be testing out delivering packages to the trunk of your car.
Trunk of your car. Yep, I heard that too.
Ways.
I just want to get a drone to answer my door and talk in the Arnold Schwarzenegger voice. Said, "This is Skynet."
Oh my goodness, you'll keep everybody from coming there, but that'd be kind of cool. Now, the one good thing, Papa Stroh, you've got a couple of fairly agitated and maybe a little ferocious dogs to kind of watch out for your place. I mean, you can have the drones on top, and with the dogs, I mean, you're going to be as secure as Fort Knox.
I know Dorothy always tells me she wants to play a practical joke on a drone one time where a drone's flying around. She's, like, on a tree, and she jumps off the tree on top of the drone, and she gets, like, a free ride, you know.
Well, that's exactly what she needs to do. So Jesse, what can we expect in drone racing? How are the competitors going to race against each other?
So we're gonna set up a course with some big. They're 5 foot gates. They look like a big white square, pretty much. And then we're just gonna line up one on one, and the first to three laps is the winner. And then we're gonna go on. The winner moves on and goes through the winner's bracket, and the loser goes through the loser's bracket, and then we get to the best winner and the best loser, and then those two race each other, and whoever wins the cash prize.
Well, that's great.
So
that's,
it should be pretty interesting.
So in terms of the course that the drones race around, I look around my back and forth, how are they delineated? How does the drones will be going and say to fly and stay within the course that is set out?
So the drone, I mean, the pilots will control. I mean, most of the pilots have different color props and everything, or different style drones, so you'll be able to tell who's who. And then hopefully, maybe, I'm not 100% sure if we'll have some sort of video monitoring system for the fans to watch. I don't know if we're too equipped for that yet, but it's definitely something to where it won't be, you know, unfriendly for the spectator. It's definitely going to be very close and fast racing, so it'll be pretty interesting.
Well, that sounds good. It sounds like we're going to have a great time. We're going to give cash prize to the winner and maybe second place. And now, what time is registration on Saturday for the drone racing?
So, actually, you could register through the Facebook page, through the link that's on there. And then the pilots meeting, or the open practice, will start at 11. That'll run for about 45 minutes to an hour, and then we'll have a pilots meeting just to go over all the rules and the schedule. And then we'll walk the course, and the pilots will get set up, and then we'll start racing around 12, and then we'll go until complete, award the prizes, maybe do some extra flying, kind of talk with the fans or anyone who has a question, and then go from there.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. We'll be there. We'll have a good time with you, and this will be the first of hopefully many drone racing competitions as they proceed throughout the Comic-Con. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and we really do appreciate what organization you are with, a group out of Fayetteville, correct?
Yes, you can look us up on Facebook. It's a Fayetteville Multi-Rotor. It's a great bunch of guys, some military guys like myself, and then some just local guys get together. We fly and get together with a bunch of other clubs, like up in Raleigh and stuff, and we all race together, so it's a good time.
All right. Well, that sounds good, and you can tell more people about it as we're there. There's also, I believe, a Raleigh Multi-Rotor Club. Is that correct?
It is. It is. Raleigh Rotor Racers is their organization name.
Well, good. Well, I hope everybody has a good time. Papa Stroh will be announcing and hosting, so that's going to be a lot of fun. So we look forward to seeing you on I guess I'll see you. You'll check in with me around 10 or 10:30, and we'll go from there. And also, not that I normally talk about plans, but I look forward to meeting you and Roger, who is with Raleigh Multi Rotor. I look forward to meeting you guys at 3 o'clock tomorrow to go over the course and check everything out. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I look forward to it as well.
We'll have a good time, and thank you very much for joining us on this Raleigh Comic-Con preview. It's going to the Raleigh Cosplay Expo preview, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of great activities. So thanks a lot, and I will see you tomorrow, and the collective we at the Raleigh Cosplay Expo will see you on Saturday, okay?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much, and I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Good to have you on.
We'll see you then.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And so now it leaves us with the original three, the original Comic-Con stars. It's always good to have Pop Stro and Dave here. We're going to have a bang-up weekend. Dorothy will be with you, Papa Stro, for Saturday, correct? Hello?
Uh-oh, did we lose him?
Did we lose him? Then he might be coming back online, because I know he was at a... Oh, is that Papa Stro?
Yeah. You know
good.
That.
Good, we still got you. Sorry, I guess you faded out. Anyway, Papa Stro, we're looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. You've got some exciting things coming up on Sunday, don't you?
Yeah, I'll just give you say, just looking forward to scaring you. I mean, looking forward to doing the commentating on the drone racing. Really excited about that. And, of course, yeah, you Friday, well, tomorrow, we'll be at the screening of my film documentary called The Maestro at the River Run International Film Festival in
exactly. And we're so proud of you to have a documentary about how you do what you do, the magic that you produce in the ring. And as I told you the other day, I'd like for you to just share with us, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about what the documentary is about, and how does it reflect on what you do, and how do you create the great moments in the ring for the fans? Because you certainly do.
Well, viewpoint myself, my some of the accomplishments, and what I like to have, the up and downs, funny moments, bad moments, exciting moments, and just give out some good advice and just pretty much show what lies ahead for myself as well. So it's kind of like the old past, present, and future, life, career, so forth, all in one. So Green Hero is a tremendous job. And I'm really overwhelmed by it. I wanted to do it for my fans around the world for a long time, but like I mentioned, I didn't know it would ever go down in the past, but it's happening. And so I'm very, very humble and grateful, excited for everyone to watch. And it's at the River Run Film Festival, International Film Festival, rather, in Winston-Salem tomorrow. It's going to be shown in different festivals across the country. I think it's in Michigan in May, and this different part, and by the Festival in Winston this fall. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, that's great. Yeah, we're glad that has happened, and we look forward to hearing more about your film. And as we get a chance to see it, I think it's going to be wonderful. So how is the crowd there tonight as you're getting ready for the world premiere of Infinity Wars? Is it busy? Are people excited? Are they dressed up? What's going on there locally with you, Papa Stro?
Come on at night, and they're still coming out for Infinity Wars. Yeah,
is the crowd pretty good?
Is definitely, excitement is in the air. Yes, it really is. This has been a long-awaited film for a lot of comic book fans for a long time. So, great to watch tonight. This is the start of a big weekend for me between this, the film documentary screen tomorrow, and then the expo Saturday, and then Sunday in Vegas for CHC, College Trolley Club Reunion. So, really, really. It's going to be a busy few days.
Exactly. Now, in terms of Cauliflower Alley Club, tell us a little bit, because not everybody knows what Cauliflower Alley Club is. So tell us a little bit about how it got started and what it does. It's a wonderful organization, and I know that. So I'm going to turn it over to you, and tell us a little bit more about the Cauliflower Alley Club.
The Cauliflower Alley Club is an organization that was started many years ago. It reaches out and helps many of us in the wrestling community. I know this past they've helped many legends like Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff, the Hennig family, Larry Hennig, who was the father of the late Hennig. They've helped out Bruiser Brody's family, very fun. Stan and Nick Bockwinkel in the past, and the best of the wrestling business, hands down. And this year, I'm going to be honoring this year and awarding to the some brothers of mine that I was with in WCW for quite a while, Harlem Heat, Booker T, Stevie Ray, which Booker T left, many of you know, which still does commentary occasionally for WWE Raw. And Stevie Ray is a long-time acting partner of Booker T. They're going to be honored this year. Also being honored this year will be the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, as well. But, yeah, many great legendary personalities of wrestling in the world will be there on hand from around the world, not just the U.S., Canada, Japan, different parts. They all culminate there each and every year for CAC. And I beat Brian Blair, who's the current president. Some of you know him from being one half of the legendary tag team Killer Bees back in the day. Some tremendous along with Ron Hutchinson, Morgan Dollar, and everyone at CAC that does many great things for the wrestling community. So, and this year, I'm going to be here with the name of Ricky Nadar. We're going to be having a fitness seminar for CAC, and as well as they have the matches that take wrestling provided by Vendetta Pro Wrestling up in that area. And also they had the old Jackie Fargo will participate in. But of course we have the Nick Bockwinkel dinner, Bockwinkel blowout dinner Tuesday, and Wednesday they bank awards to some of the best in the wrestling community. So it's great seeing everyone there. It's always every year seeing the wrestling, which their show's still going strong on Netflix, by the way. So it's a very exciting time, you know, and occasionally you have some celebrities that pop time to time being in Vegas. So it's going to be a really cool time, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. Everybody's going to have a blast. Last year she won a lot of money in the slots and got to scare Briscoe and Patterson and Jimmy Hart. And along with me, I was able to say goodbye. Pretty moment as well. So look forward to seeing everybody there, and it should be great.
Well, that's good. I know you're going to have a good time, and you'll keep us apprised of what's going on through your Facebook, through a couple of Facebook Lives, and some pictures. I know we're looking forward to seeing those. So that's going to be a great way for us to stay up with the one and only Cauliflower Avatar. So you've got a big weekend this weekend, and we're looking forward to being involved with you in several of the events. So that's going to be wonderful. Now, Mr. Dave Atwell, how are you doing? We haven't heard much from you because we've had Jesse, and then we've had Papa Stroh talking about the Cauliflower Alley Club. How's everything going with you, our writer in residence?
Yeah, it's going really good. Getting ready to crank things up. It's going to be a very busy and interesting summer and fall for me, so I'm looking forward to all that. First thing off, want to extend a big happy birthday to our Comic-Con Stars brother, Will Williams, who turned a ripe old 12 years old this week.
Happy birthday, Will.
So I called him up. He's heading to Los Angeles as we speak to go to a Boxing Hall of Fame ceremony. So he'll be out there doing that and enjoying all that. He said he'd post some pics, so we'll keep our eyes open for that. As for myself, though, getting ready to ramp things up. Sunday officially starts my birth week. So, and the way I look at it is from 0 to 40, you celebrate birthdays. From 40 to 60, you celebrate birth weeks. From 60 to 80, you celebrate birth months, and then if you make it to 80, every day of the week is a birthday. So, going to start up the birth week celebration Sunday and getting things ramped up and ending them at the Kinston Public Library. And Nicole was kind enough to invite me out there for a show for Free Comic Book Day. So I'll be out there panhandling the Hunger series along with some of my personal art that I've done. And look forward to that. And then we just, of course, set the knock the blow the dust off. And starting there in May, that's when we go into the Jacksonville Comic-Con, which, of course, is always the home field advantage for me and for Stro. And from there we go Lizard Man, and then we got the Steampunk. So really looking forward to all those. That Steampunk show, really looking forward to that one. I had so much fun at the last one last year. I did not expect to have that much fun. And to be honest with you, never really related my book series to the steampunk community until I had people come up in there and, you know, start telling me about it. And I'm like, wow, you know, it does make sense. So it's certainly something I would like to get more involved in and everything. So looking forward to that, and just looking forward to getting the con season and, you know, full blast, because, you know, these doing these shows will wear you out, but you kind of establish a rhythm when you're doing them, you know, every weekend, every other weekend. So looking forward to shaking a lot of hands, meeting a lot of new people, dodging the con crud, and having a real good summer.
Exactly. Well, we've got a lot of great guests coming up this weekend. Of course, Papa Stroh, Dave. We got Jack Pierce, who will be there. He's very interesting. He does magic. He does sleight of hand. He will also do free tarot readings. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We got David Fites and the Star Trek group, the cosplay group that he has. They're a lot of fun. They raise a lot of money and do great things. And I think the most important thing of this entire weekend is that we're going to be having several fundraisers for the family of Kevin C. Hunt, the wonderful cosplayer who passed away very, very early. We all miss him, and his wife will be there. Friends of his will be there, and we will be doing several fundraisers for he and his family. So that's going to be great. We're going to have Carl Cannon, the pirate, the head of the Beaufort Pirate Invasion. Of course, he will be there. Ernie Suggs will be there, the great artist from Florence, South Carolina, along with Chris McJunkin will be there. Dave Sorensen, Lewis Small Jr. will be there. John Harrison Jr. We have got just a ton of great artists coming to the Raleigh Cosplay Expo. So we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to the virtual reality arcade. We're looking forward to drone racing. And, of course, four cosplay competitions. We have two on Saturday, with two of those being superhero and villain, and also the horror competition. And then on Sunday, we will have steampunk, and we will have, of course, anime. We will have several anime dealers there. We will have a maid cafe where you can get hot tea and cookies. That will be fun in the spirit of anime. So I think we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful comic-con. Pardon?
I'm in.
You're in? Okay, well, we'll see you there. We're going to see you there. It's going to be great and a lot of fun. So anyway, check out the website. It's RaleighCosplayExpo.com, or check us online at Facebook. And, of course, we were very fortunate tonight to have Jesse Elliott on the show with us. We've got a lot of great folks coming up in the next several weeks with Comic-Con Stars. Check out ComicConStars.com. Next week, Saturday, May the 5th, of course, is Comic Book Day. Dave Atwell will be in Kinston. Cody and I will be in Charleston at Captain's Comics, great store down there in West Ashley. And so we're all going to have a great time. So I guess I'm going to say thanks a lot from the Comic-Con Stars. I'm looking forward to a big weekend this weekend. We're going to have a great time starring Papa Stroh, the Maestro of Wrestling. It's going to be a big time. So it's plug time, as Papa Stroh taught me. Papa Stroh, you got anything else you want to plug?
May 5th, excuse me, 9 a.m. to 4 a.m. will be at the Fisherman's some friends of that. The timer is here. I'm going to be so much on that.
Well, that's great. Yeah, you always enjoy being
great
doing fishing with special friends. We know that.
Yeah, and May 5th, I'm returning to UPWA Pro Wrestling and National Guard Army in Wilmington, North Carolina. Virginia Beach Convention Center. Like, I'm looking forward to having that way as well. And
Dust
Series is still going on, folks, as we speak. I'm betraying the Chief and Series. Pretty awesome thus far. You can go catch up on past episodes and watch future episodes. The next live episode will be this Sunday at noon at facebook.com/DUSK Series.
Okay. We will watch for that, and thank you very much. And now, Dave Atwell, what do you have to plug tonight?
Just the usual, the Hunger Series. Check it out on Amazon or HouseCrimsonPublishing.com. Either one. Actually, I've had a decent month with sales and everything, so things are picking up, which helps. And got a call from a friend, and there's a possibility we might be working on a trailer for the first book. And quite possibly I'll be establishing a YouTube channel to better promote the book. But when that hits, we'll definitely be – I'll be talking that up here on the show once we get all that organized. But, again, The Hunger Series by Dave Atwell on Amazon. Take a look. All over the place. E-books, paperbacks. Don't be afraid. Check it out.
Don't be afraid, huh?
Don't be afraid.
We should
don't be afraid.
All right. All right, Papa Stroh, I agree. I'm afraid, and I bet Dorothy is too. And I guess my plug will be the Raleigh Cosplay Expo. We'll see you Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. both days at the Ramada Inn in Raleigh, North Carolina, 1520 Blue Ridge Road, right next to the NC State School of Veterinary Science. So from the Comic-Con stars tonight, the Raleigh Cosplay Expo preview. We'll see you next week with another great episode, recapping what happened and moving forward into the summer months of the cosplay season. So everybody take care. Papa Stroh, have a great time at Infinity Wars. And we will see everybody next week. Cheers.
Good night, everybody.
Hey.
Good night. She's not talking.